Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe returns to his country today under pressure from fellow African leaders to form a national unity government in the wake of his re-election in an uncontested runoff colored by violent intimidation. The head of the Africa desk at Christian Aid, Judith Melby, told Charles Collins people in the country are running out of patience.
I think certainly from speaking with people in Zimbabwe, they would like to get a sense of urgency and outrage from their neighbors that this is going on. I think something, I received an email from a colleague in Zimbabwe, and the despair in her email was just incredible. She said, you know, how can this be happening again? Why doesn't anyone come to our aid? And I think it really is, in a sense, many of them feel abandoned and they're not quite sure what they're going to do. And, you know, one of the end results of that is that they're voting with their feet and they're leaving the country, which is, as many analysts have pointed out, a good reason for regional countries to get involved, because this is a regional crisis and it is affecting everybody.